The National Hockey League lockout finally ended to the great relief of Detroit Red Wings fans. The teams will start playing in a few weeks, but I have got to explain how this happened and why it will likely happen again. I've played hockey my entire life, so I'm probably biased, but when you combine ice skating, stick handling, passing, shooting, and yes, body checking in one game, you've got it all. Until they start playing lacrosse in the water or golf on skis, hockey will remain the hardest sport to play, and I think the most impressive to see played well. There's nothing like it. So, for Detroit Red Wings fans, the NHL lockout has been a nightmare. This started the way all these things do. The players thought the owners made too much money, and the owners thought the players made too much money, and of course, both sides were dead right. So the questions are hard. If both sides are obscenely greedy, who's greedier, and therefore should be slightly less greedy? It's the kind of question that can really keep you up nights. That's why every so-called labor dispute in professional sports is enough to make you want to throw up. And this one was even worse than most. On one side, you had NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, a small, whiny person, widely considered the worst commissioner in sports today and maybe ever. He was the mastermind behind the lockouts that killed the first half of the 1994-95 season and the entire 2004-05 season. Along the way, he managed to get his sport kicked off ESPN. I think it's now on the same channel that sells realistic jewelry. I don't know. I never found it. Bettman is so bad that when he takes the ice to give away the Stanley Cup, fans from both teams boo him. Give hockey fans credit. They know a crappy commissioner when they see one. To make the situation worse, the players' union hired Donald Fehr, a self-righteous, humorless man who never smiles. You might recall him as the baseball union leader who helped cancel the 1994 World Series. 1994. Where did I just hear that? Oh, that's right. The exact same fall Fehr was keeping his baseball players out of the October Classic, Bettman was keeping the hockey players off the ice. Coincidence? I don't think so. So, fate had an idea. Put these two together at the same negotiating table and see what happens. Well, you can guess what happened. A game of chicken between two self-destructive morons. These boneheads did nothing but bloviate for months, while the arenas, the restaurants, and the bars all sat empty. As my friend Ryan White has said, when these teams ask taxpayers for a new pleasure dome, they say, hey, we're part of your community. We're like family. But the second the owners decide a lockout is necessary, they say, hey, this is a business. Keep your nose out and your fingers off our brand new stadium. Many assume the NHL was about to kill another season until the game was saved by a very unlikely hero, federal mediator Scott Beckenbaugh, who spent last week walking back and forth between the two camps' headquarters in New York, then made them all sit down in one room for 16 hours until they finally struck a deal at 5 a.m. Sunday morning. Dump on the feds all you want, but if it were not for Mr. Beckenbaugh, there would be no hockey this year, and for thousands of people, no jobs. So they'll shorten the season from 82 games to 48. And here's the kicker. That's how many games they should play in the first place. And all of it only goes to prove my theory. Hockey is the greatest sport run by the dumbest people.